Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The huge news, and I do mean huge because we've been talking about the quarterback situation there in San Francisco off season. And, man, you hate to see it. Whether you wanted Trey Lance to start or not, you never like to see a player get injured. And Trey Lance, of course, broke his ankle early, late in the first quarter of Sunday's game against Seattle. He has surgery today, and he is out for the rest of the year, Rob. And so, obviously, we both feel bad, as everybody feels bad for Trey Lance.
Nobody wants to see somebody get hurt.
Including the Niners and Jimmy G. Yeah,
right.
I think they genuinely like each other, him and Jimmy G and the teammates. But we do have to deal with this issue because the show must go on and the games must go on. And, Rob, I'm just going to say it. I personally think the 49ers are more equipped now or have a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl and even winning it than they had 2 days ago when Trey Lance was the starting quarterback. I think they're better suited to win now, have a deep playoff run, if not more, with Jimmy G at the helm.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, and that's not being mean. It doesn't mean that he can't or that he wouldn't eventually develop in that. But we got no indications from the first two games that he was on that route, at least not yet. And And Jimmy G, like him or not, he didn't light up the scoreboard, Chris. He didn't. He was Jimmy G.
He did what he does.
He was Jimmy G.
He did what he does.
And they won, and you know, this is who he is. And it's just unfortunate for Trey Lance. Because now, and this is, I mean, Chris, we don't even know going forward, like, where he fits in now. Like, I know they gave up all those picks, all that other stuff to move up for him. But now he's got a long road back, right? Missing the entire season. He's another year behind. Think about it.
He hadn't played that. One of his biggest issues
is that. That's what
was
I mean.
That he hadn't played a lot of football anyway.
And now another year lost. That's my. Yeah. That's exactly my point.
No, it is an issue. And Rob, for the salary cap gurus out there, you know, one of the reasons teams like to get a hot young quarterback as a rookie. And then you feel like if he's really good, a la Russell Wilson, a la Patrick Mahomes, then you can build your team a la Lamar Jackson, build your team around him because he's not making a lot of money, relatively speaking. And so you can go out and get your linebackers, go out and get your receivers, go out and get your D-backs and so on and so forth. But now, Rob, the challenge with Trey Lance, or another one of the challenges, is that next year will be his third season. And so let's say he comes back, he starts, he plays well. Then you may have to give him the contract after one season, right? And so you only get 1 year of kind of having that cap room to build around your quarterback because he's not making much money. So that's just one of the other challenges in there, Rob. But I thought that you saw a few things that led me to make the statement I made about Jimmy G being, you know, them being better with Jimmy G at quarterback. And for you can say all you want about Jimmy G being just average or just, you know, not an elite quarterback. We aren't disagreeing with that. But
and we know there are a lot of 49ers fans who don't like him. They just don't. They felt like they had a chance at a Super Bowl. He missed the throw.
He missed the throw.
Right.
But was it Rob? They were up 10 with seven minutes left.
Thank
How
you.
How about the defense?
Right.
How about Kyle Shanahan
the play
going
calling.
Away from the running
right.
game?
Right, the play calling.
They have been running all over Kansas City.
They had over 100 and some odd yards going into that. And they didn't keep running the football, Chris, to eat up the clock. We saw Shanahan did that when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, right? In the Super Bowl.
In 2016 against Brady and the Patriots.
You got the game in hand. They ran four times in the second half. They were in field goal range, Chris. All they had to do was run three plays. Run the ball three times. Let the play clock go all the way down to two or three before they didn't do it. They threw the ball. There was a sack. There was a holding.
Penalty.
Yeah, and then you're out of field goal range.
Then
that's why.
Punting.
That's
Absolutely.
Why they didn't win the game. It's so simple.
No, you're right, and that's one of the things, Rob. Kyle Shanahan likes to get cute, likes to get fancy, likes to show you how smart he is. And granted, he did it in 2019 with Jimmy G as his quarterback. Right, took the ball out, stopped running the ball, and started throwing it. But I'll say this, Rob, Trey Lance is more physically gifted than Jimmy G, right? Better with his legs, stronger arm. And I think Shanahan, one of his attractions to Trey Lance was that, oh my gosh, I can open up the whole bag with Trey. I can do all the things I've got in my mind that I haven't been able to do with Jimmy G. But that's when Shanahan gets in trouble.
And did you hear
when
what
he tries to get fancy? And I don't think he'll get as fancy with Jimmy G.
And did you hear what he said yesterday, too, about, well, you know, we had to scrap about 80% of the playbook now. Like,
right.
What was that?
Right, exactly.
Well,
man,
Chris.
Let me say this
what
to
was
Kyle
that?
Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, you will get credit for winning. I don't care if it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Rob.
You don't need to act like you're reinventing the wheel
right.
to win.
Oh, you know, I got so much I'm not going to be able to show you
right.
guys. Now, I don't care.
Win.
Win. All right, period. And, Rob, you saw it. Look, Jimmy G is better in the pocket than Trey Lance. He's better on the short and intermediate throws, more accurate than Trey Lance. Doesn't run like him and all that, but that's what they need. They got a great running game. They got great receivers who can run after the catch. So they should be fine if they just keep it simple. And the other part of it, Rob, did you see how the players responded to Jimmy G?
I did.
They were jumping on him like he had just hit a 37-foot buzzer beater to win the Western Conference Finals.
Now, let me say this, and this is not a knock on the kid. It's not.
I'm sure they like him.
Right. But they've won big with Jimmy G. They have, Chris. You don't forget, and you know what happens with most of the teams in the NFL. What would have happened to them yesterday meant your season was over.
Absolutely.
Their season's not over.
They're so lucky they kept
it. 49ers are like, we're out. We're not cooked.
Right.
If this was anybody else, you're cooked. Aaron Rodgers goes down. You're cooked.
Yep.
Russell Wilson goes down. You're cooked. And the Cowboys are cooked. I don't care even if they won last night, yesterday. They're still cooked. But you get my point.
Right. I mean, and Rob, I also think, look, again, I genuinely think they like Trey Lance. They're fine with him. But, and they know it's a business. But, Rob, don't you think maybe there's a little bit of, they kind of screwing with Jimmy G. Like, you know, we know he's not Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, he's got to come back for less money. That he's better than this kid right now, but they're giving this kid the job, you know, all that. So I think that was part of why they were happy for him, too. But
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We want to get to Josh McDaniels, and Rob Parker has some stuff he wants to get off his chest. We might hear music and everything.
No, nah, we didn't got to go all time. That way, Chris.
The Raiders, of course, drop a 29-23 game to the Arizona Cardinals. It is a game that the Raiders had in control.
They led 20-0, Chris. 20-0 in that game.
20-0, and they are now 0-2, Rob. And 0-2, it doesn't sound bad in a 17-game season, or even a 16-game for that matter. But, Rob, last year, seven teams started 0-2. None of them made the playoffs. I believe since 2020, 18 teams have started 0-2. None have made the playoffs. Since 1990, only 11% of the teams that have started 0-2 make the playoffs. And they're in a tough division. Now, that gives them an opportunity to beat some good teams and, you know, get the records evened out. But I think it's going to be tough for them this year, Rob. And but Josh McDaniels, you know, anytime a team blows a 20-point lead, the coach definitely has something to do with it. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, it's just a really, really bad loss. The biggest blown lead in the history of the Raiders. They've been around for a long time. That speaks volume, doesn't it?
They've had some bad years, too.
They have. They've never given up a 20-point lead. And they were shut out, outscored, Chris, 22-0 in the fourth quarter and overtime. Like, it's just fourth quarter and overtime. They were in Vegas. They weren't on the road. And I don't get to Josh McDaniels. I don't. I really don't. He didn't have success in Denver, Chris. He's the one who moved up to
Well, Rob, he was 11-17 in 2 years.
In Denver.
Or actually a year and a half.
Right. And you remember why he lost his job there too, right?
Yep.
He got caught cheating in London.
Wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, where'd that come from? Chris, they had a game in London, and he got caught videotaping the 49ers walkthrough before the game. We heard this before. He's the one who moved up to draft Tim Tebow in Denver. He's the one who was offered and accepted the job with the Colts. You remember and left him at the altar, Chris?
Yep.
This is all Josh McDaniels. I get it. He was with the Patriots. They had a lot of success. The Bill Belichick coaching tree is dead. It has rotten fruit on it. The list of guys, Chris, who have failed is enormous. Matt Patricia.
Joe Judge. Romeo Crennel.
Jim Schwartz.
Charlie Weiss.
I mean, it goes on.
It's huge.
Goes back to Al Groh.
Bill
O'Brien
was okay.
He was probably the best of the lot. But a lot of
Vrabel's
guys.
Not under the belt. Now,
he played for him, but he was never coached under Bill, so he doesn't count. So if I'm a Raider, I mean, the Raiders keep. I get it. Last year, Chris, they had a great turnaround after the John Gruden fiasco. Rich Thomas, what is it? Tomaselli? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I can't remember how you pronounce it. It's complicated, yeah.
Name. But their coach last year was interim. They won the last four games and made the playoffs. And that season, you remember how bad the season could have been
Bisaccia.
Over? What'd I say, Rich?
It was Bisaccia. Yeah. Rich Bisaccia. He did a good job.
He did a good job, but they didn't want to keep him because he doesn't have a big name, and they wanted to go out. You know, they had signed Gruden to that 10-year, yep, $100 million contract. And you go out and you look at Josh McDaniels. He has the pedigree. Oh, he's from the Patriots. They win Super Bowls. We want somebody like that. I don't get all the love for him because he just hasn't had enough success. And that game yesterday is the one you talked about, it, Chris. Could be a season crusher, yeah, to lose that game, be 0-2, and then try to make the playoffs. Like, there's no way you – it's one thing if you don't, can't compete and you get beat and you're down 20-0 and they jump on you and you can't come. But to blow a 20-0 lead at home and to play that poorly, I'm sorry, that's some coaching there.
No, look, Rob, I can't disagree with anything you said. People have wanted – they want Josh McDaniels to be such a good coach.
They do.
You know, they – and I look, Rob, we could go down the line. There's a long list of guys who were great coordinators.
Who didn't pan
offense
out.
Offense or defensive coordinators, but weren't head coaches. Heck, Nathaniel Hackett – or as you call him, Nathaniel Can't Hack It. He's the offensive coordinator for the Packers the last 3 years.
He looks terrible, that, Chris.
Right. He looks like he doesn't know what he's doing.
He looks overmatched.
Yep.
And like,
and he was, you had to think he was a good coordinator. They were 13-3 all those years, or 13-4 last
year. And Aaron Rodgers won 2 MVPs.
Yep. Yep. That's why I thought, I don't know Nathaniel Hackett from Adam. But judging from that, I thought, you know what? He'll be good in Denver. But he's, at least right now, it looks like he's overwhelmed. He's not cut out to be a head guy. And maybe that's Josh McDaniels, because obviously he's been a good offensive coordinator, particularly with Tom Brady. But, Rob, he, bad head coach in Denver, caught cheating, and now they're off to an 0-2 start when a lot, almost everyone, believes that the roster is better this year than it was last year.
They got Davante Adams. What do you mean they're not making a play? Can you imagine adding Davante Adams to your offense, Chris, and you not making the playoffs?
Right.
Really?
And he only caught 2 balls yesterday. So
I'm sure he was
targeted 17 times.
Yeah, he had a big first game, right?
Yeah, 10 catches, I think, 10 or 11. Only 2 catches yesterday. And so yeah, they got to figure some things out, Rob, because that division, I mean, we've talked that. Like, I feel like they're the worst team in that division, although Denver's not looking very good.
But you can't give up a game like that, Chris,
no,
because of the division. Same thing. I know a lot of people, we talked about the Denver thing, about them winning the division. I didn't see it.
At least they got a win.
No,
you know, I mean, that's the thing. I agree, they don't look very good, but they got a win. You know, and that's more than the Raiders say. Rob, the Raiders got the Titans next. That'll be tough.
Yep.
Then they got Denver. And we'll see, you know, Denver's got San Francisco next week. Then they got the Chiefs, Texans, Saints. I mean, it's going to be tough for the Raiders. It's a tough schedule, and they're off to a bad start. But Josh McDaniels, yeah, Rob, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that this will definitely be his last shot, don't you think? If he fails here, then, you know, you're just an offensive coordinator.
Right. It's just amazing that he even got the second opportunity.
After cheating.
The cheating. And then, you know, when you back out of a job, too, some owners could have been afraid of him. But
right. That wasn't cool.
That's not
that
cool, Chris. You give somebody your word, right? Like, it would be bad.
Absolutely.
It would be bad if they pulled out on him at the last minute,
right,
after you agreed to a deal. It would be bloody murder, right? He screamed bloody murder. How could you do that? You promised me that job. We shook hands. And then he bails on them.
Yep. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if you're not sure, just tell them you're not sure yet. They obviously wanted you.
Right. You can't accept it.
They'd have given you a little time.
Right. You can't accept a job if you're not going to follow through with it. It was a bad look.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest is a former NFL wide receiver with the Cincinnati Bengals, and you also know him as the co-host of Up On Game, which is right here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern time. The one and only TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Hoosh.
Hoosh, what's up, man?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're great.
Better
We're
than
great.
The Bengals, but we'll get to that. You know I'm going in. Leave, come on, will. TJ. I'm already. You know I'm all over you about your team.
I can't even argue.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Well,
talk
let's
about
start.
It.
Let's start with the Niners. And I want to ask you this, TJ. Rob and I both think they have a better chance now of getting to the Super Bowl or a deep playoff run with Jimmy G than Trey Lance. But yesterday, and I hope you saw this and saw the game, the players, the way they were celebrating Jimmy G after he scored that touchdown, running the ball in, I mean, they were all over him like they had just won the conference title. What does that say? And I know I'm not saying they didn't like Trey Lance. I'm sure they did. I think Jimmy G genuinely liked him. But did it say anything to you that the players were so, I mean, it was overboard how excited they were for Jimmy G?
You know what I think? Being part of the media, I think at times things are overanalyzed. Had that been Trey Lance, I believe they would have been equally as excited because of the way week one went. They couldn't score points. They barely could move the ball. The weather was terrible. The fact that they got a touchdown after going a full game in week one, even in week two of the game yesterday, they hadn't done much. And so that was like, it was more of a relief than anything else. I wouldn't look into it. Oh, man, it was Jimmy G, so they just super excited. They're happy. I don't know if I would look at it that way. But I get in the media, we're going to overanalyze things because it was somewhat of a controversial move to, one, give it to Lance, and two, keep Jimmy G on the roster.
No doubt about it, especially with a team that's built to win now compared to turning over a team to, first year starter. Let's go to Cincinnati. I'd ribbon you about your former team. It's happened before. I'm not saying they're not going to make the playoffs, but teams have gone to the Super Bowl out of nowhere and then not make it the next year. They're off to a really bad start. What's happened there? We know Joe Burrow had more turnovers than a bakery in week one, but they've really struggled. They really struggled. What's going on there?
TJ, FYI, that's the 89th
that's
time
okay.
I've heard
it's
that
still
joke.
Funny. It's fun. Thanks, TJ. Thank you.
The bad thing is this, and no disrespect, they haven't played a good team yet.
Right, and they're 0-2.
The Steelers are a playoff team.
They're bad.
The Cowboys are a playoff
Both
team.
Of those teams are bad. They shouldn't be 2-0-2. That's the problem.
But both of those teams present problems defensively with that front. The Steelers, they're known for defense. They're always going to rush the passer. The Cowboys and Micah Parsons and Marcus, they're going to rush the passer for a long time. And so, okay, this Monday night game has just started between Buffalo and Tennessee. First play of the game, short pass, Stephon Diggs. They're not going down the field to start the game. The Bengals have to adjust the game plan and say, we're going to run some shallow crossing routes. We're going to run some in. We got to get the ball out of Joe's hands early in the game. He's holding on to the ball. So some of those sacks they're his fault because he's holding on to the ball. But it's also, he held on to the ball last year and it paid off for him. That's just who the quarterbacks that get the big play, everybody holds on to the ball. And the line holds up or it doesn't. They need the chip. If they're going to hold on to the ball, stop sending out all those guys. Keep six in now. You can't – you got to change up protection plan. We're going to chip. We're going to keep more guys in. What are we going to do if Joe wants to attack down the field? Or we got to adjust the game plan. We must adjust the game plan and say, okay, we're going to throw some short passes to get it out of his hands. They have to figure this out because their offensive line, they're not holding up.
Is the fact that this year the Bengals are the hunted rather than the hunter?
Yeah, it changes.
Is that a factor at all in this, you think?
I mean, I'm sure they're getting everybody's best shot. They went to the Super Bowl last year. So everybody is going to, we play Cincinnati. Well, we play Cincinnati. They're going to get everybody's best shot. But that's what you want. You want everybody's best shot. You want to beat them when they're at their best. What Cincinnati needs to do is, one thing is this. when even in the Steelers game, they're a PAT away or a long snapper away from getting in. The Cowboys, they had opportunities. They just were held to field goals. They couldn't get a touchdown. And so being a hunted is okay. They just have to understand, which I'm sure they do. You're not, oh, we play the Bengals. It's like, yeah, we play the Bengals. And so it's just a different mindset now. I'm sure they understand it. Joe missed a few weeks in training camp with appendectomy. He lost some weight. He probably lost some. I'm sure that takes a toll on them. I still believe they're going to win the division. I'll say that.
Wow.
They're off to a rough start.
I don't think they're making the playoffs.
I don't either. I'm out on them. I'm out on them.
Just make sure you guys play this in Thanksgiving. Okay?
Yes.
Around Thanksgiving.
That'll go both ways.
Yes, let's do it.
Let me ask you this, TJ. As a receiver, what do you see from Tua, and do you think he's for real? I don't mean he's going to throw for 400 yards every game, but do you think he's for real? Like, is he showing you he's a franchise quarterback?
Yep, and I said, I'm just glad he's playing well because I've gone on record on Fox Sports Radio and said it, that Tua will do well this year. Tua has been maligned as if he's trash, and he's not. When he was at the University of Alabama, he had none but stud receivers. Tua went to work. He diced people up. Give him some of that in Miami, and he will do the same thing. And look what he's doing.
Right.
I said it going into the season. I thought Miami and Tua would do very, very well. Tyreek Hill is special, man. He's special. His acceleration, his quickness, his speed, he's special. And so that helps Tua out. But, no, I'm not surprised by Miami. I always thought Tua would do well. Brian Flores didn't seem to believe in him. Mike McDaniel seems to believe in him wholeheartedly. He had all different offensive coordinators in his first 2 years. And so I'm not surprised. I believe Miami's a real deal, and I believe Tua is as well.
We got about a minute left, TJ. I want to ask you about the Raiders, Josh McDaniels, and that debacle in that game. What's your impression of Josh McDaniels? You know he's gotten a chance. He's been with the Patriots for a long time. He failed in Denver. He turned down the Colts job when it was offered to him. And the Raiders are 0-2 in that game. It was the biggest blown lead in the history of the Raiders franchise. What'd you make of yesterday?
Man, 20-0. I mean, yesterday was just a game. 20-0 in that game, 35-14 in Baltimore, and what was it, 30-17?
30-17.
With the Browns under 2 minutes.
That was really ridiculous.
The Raiders, it's just Devontae Adams. Design plays to get him the ball consistently throughout the game. But better yet, when you're up 20-0, ride that offensive line and Josh Jacobs and run the ball and let's run this clock out.
Right. That was the argument, is that even in the overtime – they were in field goal range. They just needed to run it and get a few more yards, and they kept throwing the ball, Josh McDaniels.
It's a lesson learned. I mean, he fumbled twice. I mean, within the span of two or three plays.
Right.
That rarely happens. And again, I believe the Raiders will bounce back as well. I truly believe they will. Derek Carr, he hasn't played his best football. They need to just get their best players the ball. Adams, Waller, Renfro, Josh Jacobs. Get those guys the ball. It's about the players, not the plays. And if you remember that, it's always about the players. It's
right.
Not the plays.
I think sometimes these young coaches, TJ, get too cute. They want to show us how smart they are. And I always say, you're going to get credit if you win, no matter what you're in. If you win, you'll get the credit.
Let your players that you pay all this money to make you look good and get them the ball, and that's what they'll do. You didn't pay them that money for no reason. Let them earn it and let them make you look good.
All right. That's our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Check him out every Saturday, 12-2, noon-2 Eastern, here on Fox Sports Radio on Up On Game. We appreciate you, man.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Thank you.
You too, man. All right, peace.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.